through for you. Your name's been thrown around a lot heading into this trade deadline as one of the potential players that could be on the move. What's this week like, or these last couple days like for you? Do you think about
it? A little bit, yeah. It's hard not to. Especially, like family-wise, if there's some moving parts, it's only natural that, you get asked about it and you have to, think about it. But for the most part, it's focusing on, doing my job as far as making sure I'm ready to go, ready to play, try and help this team win games. We're on the outside looking in right now, and my priority right now with all the extra outside noise is to try and make sure that I'm at my best to help this team move forward. But whatever else happens is beyond me, and it's out of my hands.
You talked to Chevy or the coaches at all kind of as to what you'd prefer to have happen by Wednesday?
No, it's like I said, that's my job is to show up and be my best, and everything else is either between, I guess, my agent and whoever, whatever happens. It's like, I think people don't realize how much we don't have any control over any of it. It's not like I can go in and say anything. So, it's kind of like behind the scenes, that kind of stuff. That has nothing to do with us. It's our job, like I said, to make sure that we're professional and showing up and doing our part, and everything else, whatever will happen kind of thing.
You signed a 2-year deal. Would you prefer to see it through, or...?
I signed a contract to win here. I wanted to win here. I wanted to, I had the taste of coming here and making the playoffs, and I felt as though we had the group to do that. So, like I said, that's where my mind's at, and whatever else happens, is out of my control. So that's something that I'm not really wasting any thought or energy on. It's hard enough being in the playoff mix here, where for every game for us here counts, for us to be back into the mix.
What's going to take this group to be sharp coming out of the break?
Well, it's to try and continue what we've been doing. We've been playing real well as of late. That road trip was great for us, and without having the regulation loss, there is a couple tough overtime games that could have swung another point our way as well. So I think it's everyone's talking about how the team's coming out of the bye week, that storyline. But, for us, we had a great practice today. Try and clear the legs out, clear the travel out of the legs. And, we know they're playing tonight. So, they're coming out of their bye week too. So we'll see what happens. But we're more focused on, like I said, trying to carry over that momentum from that road trip and make sure that we continue that that heavy, hard-nosed, fast-paced game.
As one of the last teams to have that bye week, how much did this group need that? I know you guys obviously had the momentum going into it, but did it come at a good time?
Yeah, for sure, especially since, coming down to the wire here, we've played a few more games than some other teams, so to try and balance out, the games played there, we were trying to make as much hay as possible as far as getting points. So, when we go on our bye week and some other teams are maybe catching up or whatever, that, can try and help us out standings-wise. So, like I said, every point for us is huge. And unfortunately, we dropped a couple overtime, to get that extra point there. But, for us, we put ourselves in a position here where if we continue and carry on, hopefully, we can make a run at it.
5-0 with 19 to go. How do you kind of assess where things are at now that some of the teams have gotten closer to
catching up? Yeah, like I said, now that the teams are getting closer there, every game for us is huge for these points. So if we can get on, a bit of a run here, then anything can happen. So before you know it, we can be back in the mix and right back at it. So that's pretty much where, like I said, where our focus is.